You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Good to have you with us. Well, the Westminster City Council, that Orange County city, has had some pretty wild council meetings over the past several months. There have been shouting matches between attendees and council members. There have been accusations of nepotism, slander, personal attacks. The council divided into two groups, and even the issue of loyalty to anti-communism has come up as one of the issues in Westminster. With us is Ann Doe, Los Angeles Times Metro reporter who covers Asian American issues and Orange County. Ann, good to have you with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me join your program.
So describe for us what's happening in Westminster and sort of who the major players are on the council.
Yes, there are five council members representing at-large districts, and four out of the five happen to be Vietnamese Americans. This is the first Vietnamese American council majority in the nation, and residents have waited decades to see this happen, according to many of the immigrants I've interviewed. The two factions are one called the Gang of Three, which is the mayor and two council members, versus a newly elected council member that came on board in January, and a Mexican-American council member who was born and raised in the city.
All right. And how have sort of generational divides over Vietnam played out?
Well, you know, the older generation have formed many anti-communist groups, and they are present at all the city events involving immigrants or involving national holidays, such as the Lunar New Year or even the April 30th Fall of Saigon commemoration. This is a city of 98,000 residents, and more than 50% claim Vietnamese ancestry. So there is a strong voice of going against political activity in the homeland and making clear that their elected representatives embrace that movement.
All right. We're talking about the city of Westminster. Joining us is Los Angeles Times reporter Ann Doe, who's sharing with us the upheaval on the city council with its historic composition. We're talking with her about also how Vietnam's politics have factored into this. And so how has this questioning of loyalty played out between the council majority and minority?
Well, one example is a resolution that Mayor Tri Tha introduced earlier this past spring to commend a Vietnamese actress for appearing in a human trafficking movie. And there were a lot of questions from residents and certain council members saying, she's not a resident of Westminster. Why are we shining the spotlight on her? They want to highlight the locals rather than give credit to people who may not live in, you know, free America. And because of the shenanigans and the infighting that has been going on, the newcomer, council member Tai Do, who is a police officer in Long Beach, has said that things are so out of control in Westminster that he called it, you know, Westminster has become Ho Chi Minh City, alluding to Saigon, the old Saigon, which has now been renamed.
What do residents think about this? I mean, I would assume that for the Vietnamese-American majority of the city, that they were excited to see the composition of the council. But now is there dismay over this?
There are very mixed feelings, and the sides have lined up very clearly. Some people feel that the trio, which is Mayor Tri Tha, council members Kimberly Ho and Charlie Nguyen, are trying to take over the city, while others feel that they are doing a fabulous job of representing the immigrants and the longtime non-Asian residents of the city. Meanwhile, the faction that votes for the newcomer, outspoken Ty Doe, is saying that, you know, he has the courage to question old practices, leading with his push for an ethics, you know, plan for the city. Meanwhile, current council members fight back and say, we already have a code of conduct. Why are you introducing new things? Are you trying to imply that we've been doing something wrong in these past months? And Councilwoman Ho had threatened or face-to-face said to Council Member Ty Doe, you know, if you don't watch out what you're saying, I will file a defamation lawsuit against you. So council meetings are very sort of like impromptu. Things happen on the spur of the moment, unexpectedly, and, you know, personality clashes abound.
We're talking with Los Angeles Times Metro reporter Ann Doe, who covers Orange County for the Times, also Asian American issues. We're talking about the majority Vietnamese American city of Westminster and the factionalism among its city council, which have turned its meetings into wild and woolly gatherings, including at the most recent meeting, the mayor, Tri Tha, delivering a resolution against the Hanoi regime in Vietnam, and critics of the mayor saying essentially attempting to lump in all of his political opponents in, you know, under the banner of being supportive of the communist government of Vietnam. Ms. Denier, if you're a Vietnamese American Southern Californian and you're following what's going on in Westminster, be interested in your thoughts about it, or if you have questions for Ann about her coverage, we're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. And how much of this is about, you know, politicians trying to cloak themselves in Vietnam's politics as sort of a way of building their faction in the city? And how much of it seems to really be rooted in these extremely strong feelings that continue about Vietnam?
I think there's underlying unspoken pressure for any politician working in Southern California who is of Vietnamese ancestry to come out strong against anti-communism issues. They have to be clearly seen as a leader and as a motivator. You need to show up to all the protests. You need to appear on Vietnamese language media saying, you know, I support the people in fighting against an oppressive regime. And while that is going on against the backdrop of city services need to be improved, there's homelessness, there are taxation issues, you know, the police force, instead of growing, is reducing. And that's just a matter of budget cuts and, you know, the modern challenges of running a thriving city. And make no mistake, this is one of the premier cities in central Orange County and an absolutely terrific place to live. I know hundreds of families that have lived there through the decades, and they're also grappling with the demographic changes of a city and new faces in leadership.
What's going on with the population of Westminster? Because so often we see communities that are the ports of entry for immigrants go through a gentrification process. The next generation, the kids of those immigrants, will often move away from the community where they grew up. Is Little Saigon, Westminster, Garden Grove, are they seeing any of this playing out?
Absolutely, they're seeing some of that. Meanwhile, the undercurrents also include a minority group of younger children whose parents may have started the mom-and-pop businesses, who are starting to take over from their older generation who is retiring. So they were educated in the U.S., know how to run businesses, in some cases have MBAs, and return to the community to modernize what their parents started. That has been very exciting to witness. Also, I want to mention the fact that this is a city that has undergone a lot of just unexpected management issues. For example, they have gone through 10 city managers in the last 14 years.
Wow.
And 5 different police chiefs in the last 8 years. And this new councilman, Tai Do, sees himself as a reformer, wanting to just reorganize city operations. But meanwhile, the majority on the council, the mayor along with his 2 council member allies, feel that they are veterans. They have more experience in living and being active in all different dimensions of the city, so they are well qualified to lead the city into its future.
Is this turnover in the administration of the city largely related to the battling among the council members, or anything else explain it?
Some of it has gone on in the past. For example, one of the police chiefs sadly had an accident and passed away. Another recent police chief sued the city for corruption. And, you know, the city denied the allegations, but eventually settled out of court for $500,000. You know, it's up and down sort of the rhythm and sway of city business. But, you know, one thing that I find fascinating about covering Westminster is even for immigrants who don't live in the city, they feel such a huge stake in Westminster, because this is the original home of Little Saigon, and people come there from all over the U.S., all over the state, all over the world, and they have an emotional pull toward it. They want to see Westminster do well, and they want to see power that's evenly held and ethically shown in day-to-day leadership. So anytime there's a story about Westminster in the mainstream media or community media, people are very much attuned to what's going on. And keep in mind that even though Little Saigon emerged in Westminster, it has now spread to 4 different cities. Apart from Westminster, it's what you mentioned earlier, Larry, Garden Grove, as well as parts of Fountain Valley and Santa Ana. So the reputation and the clout and the voting power of Vietnamese Americans is all based in Central OC.
Anne, thank you very much for being with us. Before you go, I also, totally separate issue, I want to just express my appreciation to the beautiful piece you wrote about your father and the Vietnamese language newspaper that he founded, first of its type. It was a beautiful piece about his importance, his commitment to journalism, and the role that the paper played in Little Saigon. So thank you for that.
Thank you for your kindness, Larry. And I also want to say thank you to readers of all languages for supporting both the LA Times and Nguyen Viet Daily News.
All right. Anne Do, thank you very much. Anne Do, a second-generation journalist, Metro reporter covering Orange County and Asian American issues here in Southern California for the Los Angeles Times, as we talk about the Westminster City Council and its travails. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we're going to talk about a new site in West Hollywood, which is regularly publishing the names and the charges for which people are arrested in the community. That has a lot of concern that that's going to end up with people being harmed in their employment, family relations, and the like, by having even misdemeanor arrests publicized even before any charges are filed. We'll be back right after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies.